Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing platforms like Twitch weren't around 20 years ago when I was in my younger 20s. The idea of playing online video games all day and getting paid for it, in some cases lots of money, was a complete fantasy scenario at the time. If that was a thing at all, in my teenage years or even, as I said, into my 20s, I would have been all over it. So maybe I missed my calling, but in a lot of ways, I'm actually glad that this didn't become a thing until relatively recently. Now, it's not just gaming that's big on Twitch and other streaming channels like YouTube and Mixer. Other genres, such as cooking shows, are also popular. That's what we'll look at today. A listener has an existing show on YouTube, and they want to branch out to another platform. Might there be a way to do this without working twice as hard? And either way, what do they need to know? What should I know before I start a Twitch channel? That is today's topic. We're going to dive into it after this message from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Hey Chris, this is Kristen from Santa Cruz, and I recently found the show through a friend. I have a cooking show where I demonstrate baking techniques from around the world. I'm trying to reach younger viewers who have been learning about baking during quarantine. So I started on YouTube and have been there for a while, but I'm thinking of moving over to Twitch. Is there some way I can be on both YouTube and Twitch without working twice as much? Is there anything else I should know? Thanks, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Kristen, what's up? Congratulations. This is exciting. By the way, congrats on the initial success with YouTube, and I'm excited to know that you're going to move over to Twitch, or at least you're thinking about it. I was looking at Twitch myself, but I think I'm probably aged out by, like, you know, 20 years at least. Nevertheless, Twitch, for anybody who doesn't know, mega popular live streaming program, predominantly, or at least let me say, largely associated with gaming. So there's lots of live streaming gamers, video gamers, but there are other categories as well. And there's so many people, you know, watching these Twitch channels that there is room for other categories. And in fact, some of the other categories might be easier to kind of compete in or stand out in just because so many people are in that world of gaming. Now, let's talk about, the logistics of it here. So Kristen's question is, you know, is there some way to be on both YouTube and Twitch without just, you know, working twice as hard? So a couple points here. As for not doing twice the work, well, a lot of what she has learned at YouTube, because you have to learn a fair amount. Like, there is a learning curve to understanding how to do live streaming, both in terms of the technical part of it and the content, the preparation involved, the interaction with a live audience. You know, it just takes some time. So a lot of what she's learned at YouTube will apply to Twitch. So that's good. Like, she won't have as much of a learning curve there. And then you can also use a service like Restream.io to broadcast simultaneously to multiple platforms. That's the service that I have been using for my weekly streams on Tuesday morning. Been doing this every Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific time. I go live on YouTube and I teach a short little lesson, and we have like a question of the day, and I'm often sharing some resources. We do a giveaway. I'm just kind of chatting with the audience there. So I'm going live on YouTube, but I use this service called Restream.io. It's a paid service and I don't get it for free or anything. I'm actually paying them, you know, as a customer each month. And what they do is, you know, Restream. I mean, that's the name of the company. They will restream or rebroadcast that stream to other platforms. And for me, I restream to Facebook and Periscope. But you can choose to restream to lots of other platforms, including Twitch. So it actually works great. I'm a big fan of it. And it has been really good. Like, I'm glad to have been able to do it that way. The only downside to it, if you really want to get serious about building a platform or building a profile on a platform like Twitch, the only downside is most platforms tend to reward people, content creators, who are dedicated to that platform and not just kind of rebroadcasting everywhere. Like, it wouldn't be good to, I've seen some people who are rebroadcasting to like 9 channels simultaneously. And that doesn't usually work so well because it's just spread out so much. So to go all in with Twitch, or at least to give it a fair shot, you might want to plan some Twitch exclusive streams as well. Like, maybe you can rebroadcast some of the content, but you also plan to show up each week, you know, or every couple of days, whatever the schedule is for those people who are just on Twitch. Now, lastly, for anybody interested, you might also want to take a look at Mixer, which is Microsoft's competitor to Twitch. There's all these companies doing this stuff now. There's probably some more. Like, if you're listening to this later, who knows? Maybe there is another big company that has overtaken the others. Each of these services, including YouTube, of course, they all have different audiences and vibes. You know, by vibes, I just mean kind of like, well, I guess vibe. You know, how does it feel? What do people, you know, how do people interact when they go there? What do they expect? How do they kind of connect and communicate? So you may find you have more success in one place than another. Definitely worth experimenting with. If you are doing well on YouTube, certainly looking at Twitch is a good idea, or at least it could be. Good luck, Kristen. And listeners, if you have a question, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We are gathering them and featuring them throughout the rest of the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch and grow their projects. I'm really excited about all that is to come. It's been a wonderful year, at least in terms of sharing content. I mean, let's not talk about 2020 otherwise, but in terms of all the questions and interaction with you, our listeners, it's been wonderful. So I look forward to the next few months. All right, make sure you're subscribed. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.